a taxi on the way to the airport because I managed to lose my iPad on the plane, but amazingly someone from Etihad has picked it up and has left it at the office at Kathmandu Airport, and I feel very stupid. Welcome to Kathmandu! I've arrived in Kathmandu in the hostel here that we've booked, which is near Tamil, which is the busy, bustly part of Kathmandu that's got a lot of the touristy type stuff and where a lot of the trekking organisations go from and that sort of thing. I had an interesting taxi ride from the airport in the pouring monsoon rain yesterday evening. It was like window wipers going at full pelt, water running down the streets at the same time as dealing with all of the traffic that's going on the Kathmandu streets. It's a bit like bumper cars. Leaving yesterday was pretty hard. That was probably the worst bit, kind of saying goodbye to Charlotte at the airport. But she was amazing. She helped me with all of my stuff. We met Jenny and Dan, who are a couple of the other doctors who are out here. We met them in a cafe. It was nice that Charlotte got to meet them as well, and they got to meet Charlotte so that they could know who I was talking about when I'm talking about home, because I'm out here with two other couples. It's fine by me, but it's just when they've got their other half here and I don't, I'm sort of a little bit aware of that. Had a day today of doing some sorting. There's five of us together, like all the doctors who are going up to the post, we're all staying in the hostel together. So we've used today to kind of go over some preparation, work out what paperwork we need to do and what we need to organise for going up to Machermo and Gokyo. It's an interesting city and there's loads to see and loads to do. Poverty is definitely everywhere here, and there are a lot of people begging on the streets, a lot of people with disability, and I think Kathmandu's got quite a high population of blind people. I can't remember the numbers, but there's quite a lot of people around using white sticks and sort of going around in groups. It's quite hot and humid and it's busy, frenetic, there's crazy traffic everywhere. We're now 11 days into our time in Kathmandu, and we've finally got everything sorted for going up to the mountains to set up the health post. The last couple of weeks have basically been made up of a little bit of exploring Kathmandu, doing some preparations like shopping and buying last minute snacks and things that we realised would be useful. Also going to various official buildings to get our work visa, basically. So the process for that started about a month before we got here. I think we're all ready to go out and get fresh air and go up to the mountains, which is hopefully going to happen tomorrow. We go to the airport at 5 a.m. and we wait in the departures lounge until the flights get the go-ahead to be leaving. And then once the weather is clear, because the weather's got to be clear both at Kathmandu and at Lukla, then the few planes kind of shuttle between the two until everyone's cleared out of departures or until the weather closes in and they have to stop the rest of the flights. You assume that the decision not to fly is made for good reason, because you really don't want to fly up to the mountains when it's stormy, and it is quite stormy at the moment because it's monsoon season still. I'll be checking in again with some kind of story about how our flight went, if I'm still alive to tell the tale. If you like the podcast and you want to support it, then please like it, share it. You could subscribe to it, or you can even donate and find more information about the charities if you go to lowfatradio.com/doctor. Thank you.